Upstairs, we're going to have a haskalah, beginning of a new project over the next couple of weeks. Mir Hashem, we will endeavor to at least make a dent in some of the Hilchos Tzedakah. We'll start with some of the background, and as we move forward, talk about some interesting practical and contemporary relevant cases as well. Going to the background of the mitzvah Tzedakah, so believe it or not, there's actually as many as four mitzvahs asay, four positive mitzvahs that one can fulfill, based on the way that the landscape of the psukim across the Torah, most notably in Parshas Re'eh, Pasoach tiptach as yod chalo, a person has to open his hand to an ani. It also says, Nason titen lo, you shall certainly give him. Chiyamach echicha umato yodo imach, vechazaktabo, you'll strengthen him. And finally, vecheachich imach, you will live together with your brother. All of these four psukim are references to the way in which a person supports another with tzedakah. Interesting, when it comes to the first pasuk that we quoted, Pasoach tiptach, you shall surely open up your hand. Why is it written in that double emphatic form? So one explanation, Gemara says, is because anytime you have a double lashon like that, it means afilu me'apamim, even if it's repeated. Even if the guy asks you for money and he comes back the week afterwards and he still legitimately needs the money, the same obligation persists. The Sefer HaChinuch, and I'm suggesting perhaps this is what he has in mind, and explaining this double lashon offers another point. He says, you have to provide the money, laso tzedakim atzorech eleha b'simcha uvetov levav, with a happiness, with a positive attitude, with a kind heart. Klomer shenosan mimamono lemishiyefselo. You have to give the money, but the certainty, the pesach tiftach, you know, to open your hand means to do it in a way which is enthusiastic, which is not just begrudgingly and without the desire to do so. Which brings us into the next topic, which is the lo sase. In addition to the three positive mitzvos, there are multiple negative mitzvos. Lo sase is that also are listed in the context of one who does not give tzedakah. Lo sa'amites levavcha, don't harden your heart. Lo sikpases yadcha, don't close your hand. And al yera levavcha besitchalo, and you should not have a yera levavcha. Your heart should not see the circumstances negatively. What that means, this is kind of scary. Even if I give tzedakah, but if I do so with a sour face, or I do so with a, you know, with a comment to the guy who's looking for the money, then it can't. It's a lo sase. And the Rambam actually says it cancels out the schar that I get for the mitzvah. So you might as well keep the money in your pocket and just wish him a good day, rather than giving it to him and making him feel bad about the fact that he's there. We'll just talk for another minute about some of the reasons for tzedakah. Should be obvious, but it's good to highlight. Number one, the Sefer HaChinuch writes, that the shorish of the mitzvah, the root behind this mitzvah, is because Hashem wants us to be in the habit of performing chesed, of having a disposition, we'll say, of rachamim, of mercy on other people. We talk actually gufa midas atovos yuruim lekabal satova. Very interesting. He says it's not simply just be a good guy, have the right midos and do the right thing. But a person is transformed when they have the right character traits. They become a kli. They become a vessel which can receive bracha. The end of the pasuk after it says give tzedakah, it says, because of this matter, because of this factor, Hashem will, because you give tzedakah, Hashem will bless you. What that actually means, the Sefer HaChinuch says, if you transform yourself into a receptacle of bracha, then it's very easy for Hashem to give it to you. Otherwise, you're creating a wall between yourself and the blessing that Hashem wants to bestow upon human beings. Another reason for tzedakah is because if we hear the plight of others, Hashem will hear the plight of that we have. Meaning if someone asks us for help and we respond in kind, so me the connected me, Hashem says, when you ask me for something, I'll also respond. Again, the opposite is true as well. If a person casts a deaf ear against someone in need, Hashem says, I'm going to deal with you the same way. Finally, something to think about, and I think this is the most powerful, this is the Torah. The Torah writes as follows. He says, Al yala b'libo etzalomar ech echzer mimamoni litno la'anim. It should never enter a person's mind, How can I deal with the fact that my you know, I'm giving away? I'm my hard-earned cash is going to be depleted. Why? Ki yeshel chol adas, you should know. She'ein hamamon shelo el pikadon lasos bo ratzon hamafkid. The only reason you have that money is you are entrusted as a guardian for something that Hashem wants you to take an eye, keep an eye on, to take care of, to spend, or to distribute appropriately. He is the mafkid. He's the one who deposited it by you. And therefore, I'm just there as his messenger to make sure it gets where it's supposed to go. Zer ritzonu sheichalak laniyem mimenu, zeh ochel katov shiyelo mimenu, yisiv v'halach l'fanachat tzedakah. Person benefits from the money that Hashem gives him when he puts it in the right place, but never think that you're being shortchanged on your own rights. Hashem will make sure it gets back to you one way or the other. If you haven't, I know plenty of people in my own life We've seen it. We've seen where HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not shortchange you when you do what you're supposed to do with the money that Hashem entrusts you with.